If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Starburns Audio, a podcast. A podcast network.
You guys, listen, we're technically on a hiatus, but we wanted to
hiatus.
So high. We're really
so
high.
So hiatus.
What is an hiatus?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
I don't know, but it sounds like something that you would want to put stuff in.
I want to put stuff in everything.
I know you are.
I'm a real stuff putter.
For someone who's so OCD, you sure are a hoarder of stuff in your places to put things. What are we doing? What kind of metaphor is this? I don't know. Listen, we have gone through and found our Book Was Better episodes, of course, about all of the Harry Potter movies, to warm you up for our upcoming movie series. To save you from going back and trying to find the movie episodes, we have not only brought them to the forefront, we're rebroadcasting them. They're remastered. He remastered them to the best of his ability. They definitely still are probably going to have very much early day Zoom vibes.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to be doing Indiana Jones and Marvel, lots of movies. Mm-hmm. We're getting you in movie mode. And this is kind of cool because going back and listening to these, especially this first one, Sorcerer's Stone, it's just interesting hearing all these little nuggets. This was the episode where we named the podcast.
Was it?
Yeah.
This is where we found our namesake?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember prior to that, if you were listening before that, and you can't even get those episodes anywhere now except on Patreon. We were Name That Pod.
Name That Pod.
We were letting people vote. And then we cast all your votes aside and said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
In this episode, it's kind of foreshadowing because we touch on Indiana Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also, pertinent, we were shitting on J.K. Rowling before she was canceled.
Yeah, you guys. We thought she was BNB. Bad news bear.
Yeah, she was sexist. She was anti-Semite. We were ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
The point is, we said fuck her.
Way before everybody else was saying fuck her.
Also, we announced your house.
We announced my house in this episode. And then something you told me earlier is that this is the first episode where I started shitting on Ron.
That you maybe. Or that you at least say he's not a Gryffindor.
Yeah, Ron's a bitch.
Listen, you guys, we love you. We're going to see you soon. If you have not already, you know what I'm about to say. Please subscribe and leave a rating and a review. We see a bunch of new listeners coming on. Thank you for trying us out. And so enjoy these remastered ones. They'll now be here for you to find easily. If you're binging the books, we hope you're enjoying it. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. We'll see you guys soon. And again, if you guys want to get more intimate with us, more close, more personal,
and watch the movies with us when we start watching them,
yeah, join our fucking Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. What?
Yes, you can hang out with us and you can help support the podcast, support our feeble habits, which are really nothing but Nicole eating ramen and
yeah, it's basically me just eating constantly cheese. Eating snacks.
So please support the snack fund and we will see you very soon.
Very soon.
Enjoy!
Hi, guys. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Two Filthy Nerds. Wow, couldn't be hotter as Nicole yawns in her bed. You guys, I probably won't ever put up the video. Why am I talking about what's going on in the video?
There's so much going on. There's a lot going on. Guys, we are officially no longer Name That Pod. We are officially Two Filthy Nerds.
And we always have been Two Filthy Nerds, so it seems appropriate.
Very appropriate. You know, we did want you guys to name us, but the fact is you dragged your feet.
Yeah, you dragged your ass.
You didn't give us enough to come up with.
Yeah, you had your chance.
You had your chance. You gave some suggestions. A few of you showed up. A few of you did, but not hard enough. You didn't show up with big enough guns. And you know what we had to do? We had to do the heavy lifting ourselves.
That's right. And we did. And boy, was it heavy. That was pretty easy, actually.
With that said, what's going on? I watched the Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, we watched it all together. We had a fun Zoom on our Patreon, which you can join, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. That's T-W-O, filthy nerds.
Do it, you guys. I mean, it's not forever. You can do it for a few months. Try it out. Try it for a month. If you don't love it, don't do it the next month. But if you do, keep doing it. We love it. We love you. I had no idea how many people were Harry Potter nerds.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the thing is, like, I think so many people have quietly been them.
Uh-huh.
And anytime someone gives you permission to like tap into that, like this podcast has made me like, you knew I liked Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But like, I had no idea.
I had no idea how deep it was.
Of the level of nerdy and dorkiness that I have succumbed to. I mean, yesterday I tried to sketch a drawing of the Ravenclaw common room.
I mean, it's really good actually. And I think you should put that in a giveaway bag when we do a big giveaway bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's great.
I think you're blowing smoke up my ass, but...
I mean, I'm blowing up your ass. That's what's important. Smoke or my hot air, either way.
I'll take it. I'll blow that ass. Maybe it'll put some fucking beef in my butt cheeks.
Beef in your butt cheeks. Now I really want to eat your ass.
Yum, 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 yum.
We wanted to make this PG.
Yeah, what a foolish thing. This will be for all ages, and then not a chance.
Jessica Michelle was like, I have some cousins who are interested in listening.
Let's keep it PG, and then and immediately we're like, semen head, or whatever. I don't know what. God knows what. It is nice to have permission to go full nerd, though. I will say that. And also, our patrons will be able to tell us, you guys will be able to vote on whatever next series we go into. Will it be Lord of the Rings? Will it be Star Wars? There's so many places we could go. I don't know.
Are there Indiana Jones books? I was so into Indiana Jones when I was a kid.
Do there have to be books if it's like a whole movie series? I don't think there's...
I guess we could do that.
I don't think there's Star Wars books.
I was so into Indiana Jones. Like, it was my absolute deepest obsession.
Really? Oh, I can't wait for when I barely know it.
When River Phoenix died and he couldn't play the young Indy... Like, because they were going to do a series with River Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
I was devastated. And that's one of the reasons I studied archaeology in college. I wanted to be like Indiana Jones.
You studied archaeology in college? How long were you in college for? 40 years? I feel like you studied everything. Like, I was pre-med. I majored in art. I studied archaeology.
Yeah, I studied archaeology.
I took a class,
and then I went in an archaeological excavation between my freshman and sophomore year.
Let me ask, did you take anthropology and then go on the excavation, or was it a strictly archaeology class?
It was within the anthropology department, but it was specifically archaeology. It was about Roman and Byzantine archaeology.
And then you went on a dig?
And then I went on a dig, yeah.
The fuck, why didn't you become an archaeologist?
We'll discuss it on the podcast when we eventually do Indiana Jones.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I can't wait to see you dork out.
Yeah. I dork out real hard. I was obsessed with archaeology.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Cause by the way, there's more drawings coming. More of my shitty drawings will be coming, I'm sure.
Can we officially say what my house is? Do people know by now?
I don't think we did. Wait, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull up the phrase. The phrase that pays. Welcome to K40. No, I was just going to pulled a little chunk of lyrics that the Raven. Oh shit! Well, I fucked it up. Boy, I really. Well. I could just edit that out, but I won't.
Because it's too good. It's too good. It was so innocent. And I got to watch you do it. I'm watching her over Zoom right now. So I got to watch it happen in her face.
And her anyways, the quote would have been, or yet in wise old Ravenclaw, if you've read in mind, where those of wit and learning will always find their kind. She's a Ravenclaw.
This is a Ravenclaw apartment.
Okay.
So once Jessica Michelle gets in here, her half of her room we're going to set up because she's moving into the big bedroom. So we're setting up half of it as like a podcast area.
With so a little shoot space.
We're going to get a bunch of Ravenclaw paraphernalia. And that's yes. where we're going to record the podcast from now on. And we're going to start putting more of them on YouTube.
So yes.
See us in our Ravenclaw element. We're going to get Ravenclaw costumes and we're only going to podcast in costume.
Yes. And we also have a wish list attached in our Instagram. If you want to just start sending us shit, you can. Yeah, for like a lighting kit and like random Ravenclaw shit. But we're basically going to make a set backdrop, I think, like to look like we're chilling in the Ravenclaw common room.
Yeah. So we think this is a great idea. We're really excited about it. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff going on once she gets here. I mean, we're going to have fun stuff until then. But it's really going to ramp the fuck up.
Yeah, and that will be sometime later this month.
Speaking of Hogwarts, and speaking of J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling, by the way, your book, way better than the movie. Now,
people tell me,
the movies get better as it goes along. But I got to say, if everyone who was a huge Harry Potter fan of the books, if everybody wasn't extremely disappointed in the quality of the first movie, I'm disappointed in them as fans.
No, I think that the only way you could have read the book and seen the movie and loved the movie is if you saw the movie first.
Yeah, that's it.
And then
that's the only way.
Like, whoa, it gets even better. And that's kind of fun. But like, there's just so much you're waiting to happen, especially, you know, there's a little leeway in if you read the book right when the book came out and the movie didn't come out for like 3 more years. So maybe by then you've forgotten some of the details, but going back to back is like, you just notice every little thing that's missing. And there's so much missing.
Hold on. I just found this thing that says list of differences between the Harry Potter books and movies.
That's good. Preparation.
Okay. There's spoilers. I got to stop. Never mind.
Oh, it wasn't just
I think
for
that's
the
why
first
I was.
Movie?
That's it was for all of them. That's oh. why. That's I can't. I can't keep going.
No.
All right. So here are the things that I was disappointed about. Number one, I liked the opening. I thought the opening was great. Set the tone nicely.
Yeah.
Everything.
The, like,
everything.
Pivot drive.
Everything,
the,
yeah.
What was that? The
put her outer. The put her outer.
Yes.
I thought that was great.
I thought it was a shame that like there were little things like that like. You would never know the name of just watching the movie. He didn't go, my putter outer.
That's a bummer. So yeah, that's a bummer. So if you didn't know that, that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
That was great. Hagrid coming in on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Super cute. Hagrid looked just as I thought he would look. Like Ryan Mervis. If you don't know who Ryan Mervis is, he's a comedian here in LA.
Looks Google like, him. It's a redheaded Hagrid.
It's a redheaded Hagrid, yes.
It's like Ron Weasley's family, the entire family fucked Hagrid.
Had Hagrid been born a Weasley?
Yeah.
So then
Hagrid Weasley.
And then the Weasleys, I thought the Weasleys are going to be way worse than they depicted.
Is that just because you heard redheads and you were like, they must be hideous?
They just were not Weasley. Oh, I'm sorry, not the Weasleys, the Dursleys. God, I fucked it up. I thought the Dursleys were going to be so much meaner than they were. It was just so quick.
Yeah,
like, it's just the Dursleys went by in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and in the book, it's like a full couple chapters. I mean, at least the first 3 chapters, it like
it really paints a picture of like a horrible life that he had.
Yeah, and there it was just like, let's cut to it.
And also the letters coming in, like that was cute, but the book did it better. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole like to Harry in the room, to Harry under, you know, Harry under the stairs, Harry up in the room, Harry in the...
Yeah, conveying that. And also I could have done with a little bit more of, I mean, Uncle Vernon clearly lost his mind, but like that prolonged like snapping would have been fun to see.
Yeah. I would like to have seen him for sure lose his mind. I loved when Dudley got his fucking tail. That was special.
Oh, in the book, the only reason they gave Harry a ride to the train station was because they had to take Dudley to get his tail removed. But I don't think they even showed, they didn't say make any mention of that. And in fact, at the end of the movie, he goes, hey, maybe you can give him, you know, a snout to match his tail or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, he, what's the deal?
Never got his tail removed.
Yeah, and there was no buildup of Dudley's going to this really nice school and
yeah,
Harry's
that wasn't
go.
Established at all, you know.
No, I guess they're just like, no one gives a fuck about the Dursleys, let's get to fucking Hogwarts.
I mean, but. Yeah, I guess that wasn't, so those little things that they left out were fine. The things that they left out that I thought were like really, I don't know why they left them out, I liked them so much, is, well, at the end, for sure, when they were getting going through like the gauntlet of things to get to Professor Quirrell.
Quirrell, oh yeah, to get to whoever, you know, allegedly Snape, but like...
You know, at the end, there was, you know, that last scene, after the chess match, he has the scene with the potions with Hermione.
Where yeah.
She drinks one, and then he drinks one, and then she has to go back and blah, blah, blah,
there's
whatever.
Like purple fire and black fire. And my thought is, like, maybe they just didn't have the budget for the first one. Like, it was lower than they really needed. And, you know, Warner Brothers or whoever was picking Universal, excuse me, obviously it's at Universal Studios is Harry Potter World, but, like, was like, well, let's just, like, see what they can do before we, like, blow our... I don't know, because
yeah.
That scene I thought would have been really cool.
I thought that would have been really cool, and I also think, like, I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to honor certain things about the book, honor the opening and the ending. She did it right. I don't know why you had to take that away.
That's so true. And I don't know. What did you think of like the characters, like seeing them?
I mean, I thought Snape didn't seem that evil at all to me. Like he seemed evil, but he seemed so much more evil in the book.
Yeah, I just, like, I love Alan Rickman. Uh-huh. I just, the entire series, like, I could never get past the fact that he looks like a woman who has had bad filler put in. Like, he just looks like someone's mom who, like, watches The Housewives in, you know, middle America and is like, I'm gonna do that. And her face is just, like, puffy. And she's like,
yeah,
Harry Potter.
There's
like it's like he's not angry, he just can't express emotion. Yeah.
That could have been cast way better. I also feel like
if you could cast it, who would you cast?
Who would I cast?
For Snape. That's ooh. Boy, we should have made a list of this before.
I mean, it has to be someone who's old enough to be Harry's father. I don't know, maybe Edward Norton.
Ooh, that would be good. Maybe, what about Nicolas Cage?
That would be good.
I think who's good at playing like a...
Who's good at playing evil?
I mean, I don't know about evil, but I feel like it's a real shame that Steve Buscemi wasn't one wizarding character in this whole movie.
I was going to say, who could Steve Buscemi have been?
Like,
maybe Steve Buscemi could have been Quirrell?
Yeah, I will say that, like... Reading the book, I pictured, not that Quirrell was like big and strong, but I pictured him much shorter and mousier than he was.
Yeah.
He was kind of like a regular guy.
Yeah, he was a little much of a regular guy. I feel like he should have been a little more like, I don't know if this makes sense, but asymmetrical. Like quirkier features, like something a little more like peculiar looking about him.
Yeah, which I think is why like Steve Buscemi is an interesting thing to say, because he does just kind of have those like large features that always look a little like goofy.
Yeah, they're all he's interesting, like non-traditional features, and this guy just seemed like a little too traditional.
Yeah.
I thought Professor McGonagall,
perfect
casting.
Oh yeah,
Professor Dumbledore, I would have liked if he weren't such a stereotypical, like, big bearded wizard. It just felt too on the nose.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But it's like, you know, if he looks up to Merlin.
Yeah, it's just, it was too typical wizardy looking.
That's fair.
Sorcerer's Stone, that wasn't a stone, really. I was picturing more of an actual stone, not like a gem. I mean, stone.
Yeah, it would look like a piece of...
They even miscast the stone.
They, like, couldn't cast the stone right. Yeah, I wasn't picturing something that looked like it would be a birthstone.
Yeah.
But I guess that's a stone.
Yeah, it's still a stone, but I was picturing something like, I don't know, like a crystal you get in a fucking crystal shop.
I mean, I'll be real with you. I was picturing, like, a gray rock.
So was I. I was picturing, like, something, like, black, but with a bit of shine, like a graphite kind of.
Yeah, and this was like, it looked like a knockoff of a ruby. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I was like, whoa, okay. Gringotts was cool. I love the way they did Gringotts. I felt very attacked that all the trolls looked like Jews.
Goblins.
Goblins, I'm sorry. Because they're running a bank.
I was like, and it's because they are.
Yeah. I feel like J.K. Rowling, you're an anti-Semite. We get it. Because they all had fucking huge noses. Like, goblins aren't known for having huge noses, are they? Did I miss
something? I don't know. I don't really know what goblins look like, other than I've been told by more than one person that I look like one on bad days. So,
that's
maybe. How big is my nose? My nose is a little big for my face, but I also have a
weird not at all. Face. You also have body dysmorphia. Your nose is a perfect size for your face.
In the words of comedian Rena Kalm, I think you mean body, there's more for you.
That is very funny.
She's so funny.
I've never heard that.
There's
more for you. What else was good? Diagon Alley was super cool.
Oh man. When you go to Universal and you see like Diagon Alley, like they really nail it. That's just so cool. I'm just a sucker though for old shops. Like I want to walk through streets like that all the time. Edinburgh, which is where J.K. Rowling lived when she wrote the book, so it was like based on some of the streets there. You really get a feel for it walking down, I think, like Victoria Street. There's all these like buildings stacked together and it goes up like a winding cobble hill, and there some of them are like really bright colors, and that was
so
really
excited
cool.
to go one day. Yeah, that was absolutely great. Obviously we know I saw the broom scene already, flying on the broomstick, because
I wish they would have shown more. I mean, it's such small, and the reason they probably didn't is because it doesn't really have anything to do with moving the plot, which is what movies love to do, but like more of the shops he goes into for
totally
supplies. Like I wish they would have really gone into like the, because you didn't really see him get his cauldron, and they took out that whole scene with him and Malfoy trying on their robes.
Yeah, that I was pissed off about, the fact that he didn't have the scene with Malfoy. I was genuinely looking forward to that, just so it would heighten the experience of Malfoy once he got there.
Yeah. Also, did they read the back of Albus Dumbledore's card?
And no,
know
not at all.
Nicholas Flamel was?
No, they didn't. She was like, oh, I remember reading about Nicholas Flamel. She had remembered reading about him or something.
Oh, so they just made Hermione even smarter?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. But they made it way too easy. There was no, like, big adventure to find out who Nicholas Flamel was. They also did not have a whole adventure of them getting rid of the dragon.
It was just gone.
Yeah, it was just gone. Like, why even introduce the dragon then? Just because we need to have that moment of like, wait, who'd you get the dragon egg from?
Yeah, and because we need an excuse for them to get detention to go to the Forbidden Forest.
Yeah, so then they got detention just roaming around.
And it was like lackluster. The Forbidden Forest was not that exciting.
Yeah, not that exciting. And there was, you know, the Cenotaur, by the way, the CGI for the Cenotaur.
Senator is so funny.
Senator?
It's Centaur.
Centaur. Why do I keep saying that?
Senator Mitch McConnell. I just want I want Andy to draw that.
I'm turning into my mother, and the fact that she repeats or she says every name wrong.
That's so funny though. There's a lot of complicated names though. It's only natural to mix some of them up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's a name mix up. I think that's just me being
fucking dumbass. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. Also, I felt like Hermione was just like automatically their friend. It didn't feel like they had the same, in the book, it was kind of like Ron didn't like her and then they had the troll thing.
Yeah.
And maybe that was just me misreading it, but it felt like they were kind of just immediately friends, more so.
I also have to be honest, Ron doesn't feel like much of a Gryffindor to me.
You don't think he's brave?
I mean, it feels very forced. It felt forced in the movie.
I mean, yeah, but he did jump on that chess piece, which, by the way, Kevin Christie messaged me, comedian Kevin Christie, very funny, when I posted that we're going to talk about the movie, and he says that scene when he gets knocked off the horse, which, here's a huge just continuity flaw for me, is that he was on a chess piece, and like in the book, it's just him being the chess piece, and he gets smushed, or like he gets knocked out, but the other two were standing there just as chess pieces without their chess piece. But Ron was riding his chess piece.
Yeah, I know, that made no sense to me.
It's like they should all be riding their chess piece, or he should just sit there.
Yeah, either everybody's riding a chess piece or no one's riding a chess piece.
But there's a scene where, you know, he gets knocked out by the queen and he like falls down and debris comes. And a lot of people think, because there's a scene where he like gets his cheek cut and people think that that actually like, that's real.
Oh, really?
Is what I've read on the internet, is like he actually gets like cut. You see him like wince a little.
Oh, wow.
But then he passes out like a good little actor, you know?
Yeah. I would have fucking wept like a little bitch.
I will say this about the acting from all of the kids. I didn't have like an opinion on how good or bad it was really until later. And by later, I mean last night. My boyfriend was watching episode 1 of Star Wars, which I saw years ago, but like I don't remember it. And the little kid in that movie is so horrifically bad at acting, like so bad that I was like, this is a joke, right? Like, did this kid suck somebody's dick? I don't understand. Like, this has to be the producer's kid. Like, what the fuck is happening? It gave me an appreciation for the acting ability.
Yeah.
And granted, I think like, I'm sure we'll notice as they go on, the kids probably get better and better at the acting.
I'm sure they definitely get better and better. I remember seeing trailers from later movies and being like, oh, those kids are good actors. But it was just, there were moments where it's like, you know, like young actor mistakes, like not knowing what to do when someone else is talking.
Yeah, like not like, staying in the character and just kind of
So I caught Hermione doing that at some point. I caught Ron doing it at some point. And it was just like, it was so quick and brief, but I love looking for those things that actors do, because I'm just like, God, it's crazy that these kids are as young as they are and they're just carrying this movie.
Yeah, and it's like relying on them to be decent. Like, my God. Because, you know, it's like one thing when a kid is in a lot of scenes but with adults, but it's like, it's a lot just the kids.
Yeah, like the scene in the bathroom, by the way, I thought that was well done.
Oh, with the troll?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
That was fun.
They didn't really show, I guess, I mean, like, am I just like morbid, but I felt like, didn't Snape's leg get fucked up? And I feel like they didn't really show.
They showed it so quick and they didn't make such a big thing about it.
And it was like such a big like clue and stuff like that.
Yeah. And there was also the clue of him and Snape talking in the room that one time, and then Snape coming and then Quirrell talking. Leave me alone. Oh, I'm sorry, or something like that. Whatever that scene was.
Where he just overhears it and like he assumes it's Snape and Quirrell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did that even happen?
No, that didn't happen.
That's horseshit.
There are just so many things that like built up them thinking it's Snape. It's like the broomstick scene where the broom is being, where Snape is putting a spell on him, where he's sitting there doing, where Snape is actually doing a counter spell, but they're making it look like he's doing a spell to fuck up Harry.
Yeah.
I think that was done well.
Yeah, except for in the book, she runs past Quirrell.
She runs past
and knocks him down. Where instead it was like Snape's robes are on fire, and everyone's like, "Ooh!" And somebody else knocks him over.
Yeah,
but I thought that
the book was better, but it was done well enough.
What do you think about Quidditch?
Oh, I thought the Quidditch was done really cool. I was wondering how they were going to do that.
It's so funny, you know. I've read, and someone said in the Facebook group that she made the rules of Quidditch. She was fighting with her boyfriend, so she purposely made the sport as complicated and ridiculous as possible.
I mean, it is so complicated and ridiculous, but it was like, it was, well, I love the way it looked great. I couldn't even like wrap my head around what something like that could look like. So anything the movie did, I would have been like, oh, that's how it's done. Okay. Cause in my mind, I was just like, what is this, rugby on brooms? Like, I don't know what this is. And it is kind of like rugby on brooms, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of people hitting each other.
Yeah, it was a lot more aggressive than I guess they tell you it's an aggressive sport, but I pictured it as, like, people getting away more than they did.
Oh, also, when they lost all those points, when they lost the 150 points for the Gryffindor house, it didn't show, they didn't depict how mad everybody was at them.
Yeah, I would have liked to see, like, the house being like, are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like...
Like, that rejection. Yeah. Because then Neville getting mad didn't seem like, it seemed like he was being irrational.
Yeah, that he's just like ridiculous. And it's like, yeah, go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's.
And it's like, oh, you standing up to your friends? But it didn't, that just felt like not high stakes enough. It could have been better.
Yeah. What did you think of Malfoy?
Malfoy was a shitty little kid. They did a good job with that.
Yeah, that's so funny to just grow up being the face of a piece of shit. Like, yeah, that actor.
He's like, what's his face on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Joffrey, just like
Joffrey, uh-huh.
I wonder if he struggled with that, like, being out in public and people being like, ugh.
Now, you don't need to tell me, but is Malfoy in the series for a while?
I mean, he's definitely going to be in book two.
Yeah, that much we know.
He's around. I would say he's a key character throughout the series.
Okay.
I just guess it's like, I understand. Oh,
I loved the getting on the platform at 9 3/4.
Oh, that was really cute. And him walking through. It was cool how they showed him coming through too. I didn't expect that.
That was great.
There's a lot of the things that I'm bummed about, I felt like, are just such small details. And I understand from moving a movie along point why they didn't get into them, but it's like, I think I'm just so dorky that I want to see more of the castle, but I'm like, I want to see like more of the
wall. Oh,
more of the,
forgot to mention that castle was fucking awesome. I don't know where they fucking shot that, but that was unfucking real.
I mean, it's so gorgeous. I would like
absolutely killed that.
Oh yeah, I mean, actually I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah, they did such a great job with the castle. By the way, the three-headed dog, I mean, wow.
I mean,
that was a big fucking, I mean, I guess it's a magical land with magical creatures, but I was not expecting the dog to be that big.
Oh, were you thinking it's like an actual dog that has three heads?
Yeah.
Not like a giant, wow, it's so funny because I was picturing a giant dog, but maybe that was just bias from, I don't remember if the book made it seem that way. Or if I just picture, because I'd seen the movie years ago, you know?
And I wasn't picturing a dog like many stories high.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, to call the thing a dog seems almost unfair. Like, never mind it has three heads, it's gigantic.
Yeah.
Like, let's start with the fact
there needs to be a mythical creature name for it or something.
Yeah. And it should just be, and to me, it's like, is that a mutant animal? Like, are there more dogs like that? Where did you get him, Hagrid?
And also, where is that dog going to go now?
Well, where does he keep him? Keeping it in
a dungeon? Yeah. Does he have a dungeon?
I mean, does he just keep
animal fucking cruelty? I don't know. I mean, he'd eat everything in the fucking Forbidden Forest.
I don't want to assume the gender of the three-headed bitch. Fuck. Oh, Fang also. I pictured him being a different breed.
I pictured him being a different breed,
too. I didn't picture him having that, like, Shar-Pei, melty...
Mastiff. Yeah, he was an Italian Mastiff. I mean, that dog is... A very big dog. Those are the most ineffective dogs ever. They're so, they're just butterball machines.
Yeah, they're like so sweet.
Yeah.
But I guess it was, it did sort of like fit the, oh, you know, Fang is a chicken. Like he's a scaredy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take Fang.
I wanted a dog because, I mean, that dog literally looks like it has a form of like dog Down syndrome. But it could have, they could have
downward dog syndrome.
Downward dog. Can you make that into a tweet of some kind?
I want to. Yeah, well, even in that scene where they go to the Forbidden Forest, Neville was supposed to be one of the people going out. Like, Ron wasn't supposed to go out with them. And it was Ron, Hermione, Harry, and what's his name? Malfoy. Because they did the whole, like, discovering the dragon thing at night. And it's, I don't know. It also was just like, yeah, it would have been cool, A, to see a big dragon scene. And also, like, I don't know. I feel like, should we see what Charlie Weasley looks like? Also, I know they showed Percy Weasley, but it doesn't really stand out. And I feel like, even though he's not a crucial character, he made a big point of making himself known to Harry in the book and, you know, was very, like...
Yeah.
And there wasn't really an introduction of, you know, I'm a...
It seemed very, like, just a few specific primary characters in the movie. Whereas in the book, there just were so many... There's so many more interesting characters.
Yeah, what it felt like was that somebody read the Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
I mean, Harry Potter, and they're like, I'll make the movie from these.
Yeah, that is really what it felt like.
Yeah. Were there any more characters? I feel like we touched on everything. Any other characters that you thought, like, that is not what I expected this person to look like, or they nailed it, or... I feel like we touched on all pretty much all of the big ones.
I thought Wood was going to be more of a hot boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the captain of that Slytherin team. Woof.
Yeah, I mean, listen...
His teeth looked like they were made out of a broom.
If you're going to have people being the captains of teams... sports teams, I don't know, make them like a little buff. Like, they're supposed to be the upperclassmen. Like, make them look like upperclassmen. They just look like fucking nerds.
Yeah, it's like, oh, just anyone can get on a broom and be good at a sport where people are like bashing into you.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Not to keep harping on this teeth thing, but you're in a school for witchcraft and wizardry. Like, for fuck's sake, have someone do a spell on your yellow mouth. Like, I get it if you live in America and you don't have insurance if your teeth are fucked up. God help you. It sucks. This is
You've got fucking magic.
This is the number one wizarding school in the world. Like,
everybody's got to have a fucking banging grill in that place.
Like, McGonagall can turn into a cat, but she can't just make that kid's teeth straight. Like, just a little tap, tap, tap. Just can't we just Lumos some white on?
I think this is truly my favorite thing you've said about this movie.
Yeah, there's so many huge plot points made, and I'm angry about that Slytherin captain's teeth.
Yeah, I mean, there were just the casting. Fuck it, not my favorite, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And
Neville, I was picturing Neville to be a little more wiry and nerdy.
Yeah, I think I love Neville. I can't wait for you to see more of Neville. He just really comes into his own. Yeah, and there was him getting the Remember All sets up his personality. But like in the book, there's really just, he keeps losing that toad. And like, remember he spills the fucking potion and he's covered in boils. And it's like, they really missed so many opportunities. And to circle back to the guy with the bad teeth, if I could just turn my boomer.
Just keep harping on it.
Look, and I know that there's people listening to this with bad teeth thinking I'm a bitch because it's a podcast and a lot of people have bad teeth and that's a reality. I know that some of my best friends have terrible teeth and my mom's are probably going to fall out of her head. I don't think it's because Slytherin is known to be a house that produces bad wizards. Like, not that everyone who comes out of Slytherin is evil, but anyone who's ever been evil has come out of Slytherin. And I don't like that the Harry Potter franchise just sort of perpetuates the stereotype that ugly people are evil. Like, that all of the Slytherins are kind of these gross people. It's like, yeah, no, like, this is why we all get advantage taken of us by hot people, because we trust them because their faces are symmetrical and then they steal everything we have.
Yeah, we need to stop trusting hot people.
Like, I mean, imagine being so ugly. Imagine being like, this is how I feel, but like, that just people don't trust you because you're ugly. They're just like, no, I don't trust them. They have a funny nose.
Well, I think Malfoy is set to be a hot kid.
Yeah, I think he's coming up hot.
He's very Aryan race. Very race.
For sure. So I think that's the one redeeming. But in the book, it's like the way they describe Crabbe and Goyle, and there's a girl named Pansy Parkinson, who I just picture being like big in the wrong, you know, like the not cute places. I just picture her being one of those like very shouldery women, you know, with like a unibrow type thing, like if Helga from Hey Arnold weighed like 40 pounds more.
Yeah, I feel like they should have girls who are like the red witch. What was she called in Game of Thrones? The high priestess.
Yeah, high priestess.
Like, yeah.
That just seems like some of the girls should be like Mean Girls hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do they get hot? I mean, don't tell me, actually. You know what?
Find out. It's cool that you get to watch all these people grow up.
And I can't wait to see more of the fat lady. By the way, the fat lady was way better looking in the movie than I thought she'd be. Oh, the moving pictures were cool. I liked how they depicted the moving pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I like the moving pictures. The fat lady in the movie just seemed like a very classic fat lady in a Renaissance portrait to me.
Whereas, yeah, I don't know. I was expecting her to be a little more character-y.
Yeah, I think I picture her. I pictured her more cartoony.
I pictured her like a den mother, like an apron, not like a high society lady. I was picturing like a commoner fat lady.
Oh, like the woman who joins the PTSA and PSA. What is it called? PTA and just bosses everyone around.
Yeah, an aproned fat lady.
Oh yeah, with like a ball.
Fat lady who just got out of the kitchen. Fat lady.
Yeah,
not like a regal fat lady.
Yeah.
I have never enjoyed seeing fat lady so much in my life.
I just can't believe they just call her the fat lady.
But it's the only time we're ever allowed to just describe a woman as a fat lady, and it's okay.
Like, at some point in this franchise, is someone going to be like, hey, fat lady, and she's going to be like, for God's sake, my name is Helen.
And by the way, body positivity.
Quit calling me fat.
She's like, brave.
The book three, the brave lady in the portrait. Yeah, I mean, if she wrote it now, it came out, she'd have to do that. Which is
totally the editor at Scholastic would be like, listen, you're gonna offend a lot of people.
Yeah, I just pictured her. I think more like cartoony and luscious.
Yeah, I pictured her being a little more portly.
Yeah, I like just pictured her for some reason in like cute matchy outfits, but being like a little like cute fat lady who's like, woo, like, I don't know.
I picture her as the kind of fat lady where she'd always have like a fun snack.
Yeah, with two C's. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the idea ever since that podcast, the idea that like the fat lady sneaking off to get banged by a wizard is so funny.
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm thick.
Yeah, and it's just Merlin, like, woo. Anyway.
All right, you guys, that's all for us.
It's like, you look like you get some unicorn blood in your hair, fat lady. It's like, all right, follow us at Two Filthy Nerds.
Unicorn blood is jizz. All right.
Let's go leave us a review too. There's no pressure to name the podcast anymore. So all you gotta do is tell us, you know, that you're having fun and
leave a fucking review, you guys,
for God's sake. Yeah. Where are you guys? All right.
We know you're listening. We can see you're listening.
Yeah, we can see the downloads, which, by the way, are going up. So hello and thank you to anyone who newly has discovered us. We are so thrilled and grateful to have you. All
and
right.
That's all.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.